Well, high-speed rail is a new modern transportation network for the United States of America. If anyone has ever traveled outside the U.S., say to Europe, they are probably familiar with the high-speed trains that connect major metropolitan areas. They're alternatives to air travel primarily, but also to traveling by road. And it was terrific under the Recovery Act. The President Obama, set aside billions of dollars to invest in this modern transportation network for the United States. And we fought and scraped and won the first major award of Recovery Act dollars for a high-speed rail that will begin by connecting Tampa to Orlando and then eventually Miami and then up the eastern seaboard over the next few decades.
So you mentioned that it's going to connect Orlando to Tampa. What type of speed are we talking about on these trains? How far will it travel and what's the cost?
Well, right now we have $1.2 billion awarded to the state of Florida to get it off the ground. The state of Florida has applied for another $1 billion grant to have all funding in place, Tampa to Orlando, and then begin the leg down to Miami. The state of Florida will ante up some monies as well. And we're talking about high speeds, faster than a car will go on I-4. But it's going to be a wonderful option for folks, for tourists, for business people, for students, for people who cannot drive a car to travel. It is one of the ways that we are going to build Florida's new economy, because we're not going to be able to rely on the old real estate booming times anymore, but we have to be able to attract jobs and build a new transportation network, and high-speed rail is going to be the backbone of that.
And there are meetings this week. There are meetings on Tuesday in Tampa, Wednesday in Lakeland, and Thursday in Orlando. Tell us about what people can expect if they go to these meetings.
Yeah, remember, the high-speed rail comes out of the Recovery Act. The Recovery Act was focused on creating jobs. So the high-speed rail really in Florida means thousands and thousands of jobs. So this week, the Florida Department of Transportation is going to come to Tampa, Lakeland, and Orlando and have workshops for small businesses that are interested in obtaining contracts for the high-speed rail initiative. So at the Tampa Convention Center, 2:30 on Tuesday, then at the Lakeland Civic Center, 2:30 on Wednesday, and then at the Orange County Civic Center, 2:30 on Thursday, small businesses can come and hear about the opportunities for jobs and product placement.
And then in the evenings, there's public input. Is that right?
Right. And then the Department of Transportation is going to open up and hold public forums in the evenings at the same locations at 6 o'clock. And the public is welcome to come and hear about the status of high-speed rail. Florida is on track now to having the first leg of the national high-speed rail network, Tampa to Orlando, probably by 2015.
And that's very soon. And one of the concerns that I've heard is that there are no companies in the U.S. that actually builds these high-speed trains. It's such a new technology on this continent that we'll have to outsource that and buy trains from Spain or from Japan or from China. What do you know about that?
There's a little tug of war going on right now. There are companies that are building some that have built those rail cars and the technology overseas. They have plants now opening in the U.S., in upstate New York and in California. So there's, and the intent of the Recovery Act is to build it in America and hire locally, not hire overseas. But there's going to be a little tug of war as high-speed rail gets off the ground. Can our manufacturing plants gear up fast enough to provide that technology in the rail cars? And the intent of the Obama administration, as I understand it right now, is to encourage those manufacturing plants to be hiring in the U.S. But we'll see. Hopefully we can do that.